Welcome back to the Why Not Podcast. Spill the tea. I'm Darby.
I'm Melissa.
This is your first time. Welcome. We're here to drink and talk shit. I'm drinking an Avalanche Amber Ale, and I can only assume you're drinking Winking Owl.
Yeah.
I also knew that when I grabbed this from your fridge.
Sweet Red.
Ooh. Love that.
So good.
Everything they make is so good.
It really is.
If you're returning, thank you. We appreciate it. It's been a hot minute since we sat here.
Kind of.
My nose is just sorry. What, 10 days?
12 days? Yeah.
10? I don't know. A while.
Yeah.
It's been a while, 10 days.
It's been a busy 10 days. More for you.
I mean, kind of. Went on a trip to Denver, came back, immediately started running again. I'm tired. Like, my body is trying to tell me to just knock it the fuck off.
And sleep?
And sleep. But you know what? I can't fall asleep.
No. Why would you be able to?
Why would that make sense? That nap I told you I took last night when I felt like shit? Awful idea. I was up until midnight. It's great. I'm thriving.
You know, Saturday when we took the boys up to Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Up till 5 a.m.
Ugh.
And then Waylon had me up at like 6:30.
Yeah. That sucks.
That was great.
So we're here.
We're killing it.
Slightly unwell. The list of topics is short tonight, but you know what? We showed up, and that's what matters, or some motivational bullshit, you know?
Yeah!
But we do have stuff to talk. We both have been to an NHL game now. I, of course, went to the one in Denver that we talked about earlier. Go Avs! That's 100% why I bought this beer.
Jesus.
And then we took an impromptu trip to the Wild this past Sunday.
Wild Penguins.
Got my repping my Wild shirt.
I wore mine yesterday.
I saw that. I love how yours is hot pink.
Our free ones.
Yeah.
It was great.
Apparently, because, like, the one that came to me kind of, like, fell between the two aisles, and there was, like, that teenage boy in front of me, and apparently one of the moms behind me thought it was really rude that I grabbed it. But the other woman who I had kind of been chatting with for a bit, was like, we're here all the time. This is their first NHL game. She's fine. I was like, love you. That's so
yeah.
Nice. And that's also, like, because she had told me that entire group goes to the games all the time. So.
What the fuck?
Got my free shirt.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Suck it, idiots.
I enjoyed the Wild game a lot more than I did the Avs game.
I mean, you were with way cooler people.
Way cooler people. Sorry, Mom and Dad. and my parents just don't like hockey. My dad was, like, getting pretty into it. It's just not his thing.
But yeah.
I was impressed. He enjoyed it. Also, I went to Ball Arena in Denver for the Avalanche game, and the seats are so tiny in the upper sections there. Like, I have bruises on my legs from them.
That's what you said. That's insane.
Yeah. Because the seats at the Excel Center are big, but they were... I at least don't have bruises on my legs from them.
Yeah.
I went to the Coors Stadium tour, too, in Denver. And if I would have done one of the optional tours on Monday, I would have hit all three major stadiums in Denver.
That would have been cool.
Yeah. I could have gone to the Broncos, but I was like,
yeah.
Went to Red Rocks instead.
As you should.
Died. God, that altitude gets you. So much. Yeah. You have any updates to share with the fam?
I haven't really done much.
Yeah. I've just been busy with regular...
Regular life.
Regular life.
Life, kids, work. Did my nails.
So cute. I love that little clover that you did.
My right hand, not as great, but...
To be expected.
It's fine.
I could do.
It's fine. We're learning.
I, like, get rushed them.
That's about it.
Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, we went to Minneapolis, obviously.
Patty P's 69th birthday.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Ate some bomb-ass pizza while we were there.
Ooh. What kind?
I just had the thin crust pepperoni. I thought Waylon would eat some with me, and he didn't.
Not surprised.
No. But it was still really good. Stayed at the hotel. Hot tub was under construction, which was sick.
Love that.
Yeah, and they didn't say anything when we checked in either.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah. Hockey game was awesome.
That was so cool.
We just watched a replay from the game because the Penguins are playing Vegas Knights right now.
That's right.
And they showed when the Wild player hit his stick on the goal because he was so mad and then just chucked it.
Yep. It was great.
He also threw his gloves off when he did that.
I saw that.
I missed the gloves in person.
See, I missed the stick hitting and, like, flying. Yeah. I noticed the glove because I really was like, oh, gloves are off. Let's go.
That would have been way cooler. Didn't happen, though.
Didn't happen. No fights.
No fights. That was super lame.
If neither of the ones I went to had fights at all. Kind of bullshit. What the hell, guys?
Yeah.
If you're watching this, what the hell?
Maybe the Penguins just aren't into fighting.
It kind of seemed that way. Like, all the teams were, like, pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know. I hated that for us.
I know. One day.
Whatever.
We'll go, like, sometime we'll be right on the ice and we'll watch a fight in front of us. That's the ultimate goal.
That's the ultimate dream. Yeah. Really.
Both topics that I have on here otherwise can relate to hockey. Hear me out.
The last one, yes, I see immediately.
Okay, so we're watching the hockey game and, like, we just watch the goalie, right, but, like, during, like, not half times, but, like, the warm-up period or when they're on a timeout and he's just, like, flexing on his knees. It looks like he's thrusting and humping the air. And I was like, this is why there's romance novels written about hockey.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure he can do some phenomenal things if you're that bendy, but...
I mean, probably.
So, yeah, that relates to the Lord series, which it's all about fucking...
It's not about hockey in any way, shape, or form, though.
Minor details.
Logistics, you know?
But I finished the Lord series on my
so
trip.
So happy for you.
I know. It's so good. I need... How many more books do you think she'll write? As she said, it'll just be two? Or are we just assuming?
That's just my guess.
I hope it continues after that, but I...
Because there's Cashton and Adam left.
Yeah. I think Adam will be my favorite once it's out.
I think it'll tie so much together.
A lot of questions were answered when I read Madness, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But I have more. I have so many questions. What the fuck?
Before Chaos comes out, I'm gonna have to... like, scan Carnage and Madness again.
Yeah. Probably same.
Because that's a whole year from now, almost.
Might have to, like, see if there's a version where they take, like, the sex scenes out. Because then it's a really short read.
Yeah, that's true.
I will say, I think that she put more plot in after... I think after Sinner, there was a lot more plot.
Yeah.
Sinner is just all fucking...
The whole thing is just...
sex.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, but I do like a little
But I like the storyline, yeah.
Yeah. You're reading another series now, you said? Are you going to start?
Yeah. I just started it. I actually started it on Saturday on the way to Minneapolis as I was dying.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. It's The Dark Knight.
Nice.
Same author.
Hell yeah.
It's really good so far.
Okay.
I am literally on, like, chapter 4.
So real fresh into that
thing. Real fresh. But it's good already.
Always a plus.
Yeah. And it's, like, guy view, girl view. Like, just the same as...
I like that.
Yeah.
I like knowing what's going on in both of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
So much more helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm reading next. My, coworker suggested, I took a screenshot of it, Bear Town. It's like a 3-book feel-good series, so I think I'm gonna maybe do a little feel-good before I hop into anything else.
Yeah.
Where I have the series that mother-in-law bought me for Christmas, I'm also excited about. We'll see what I'm feeling. I have some cross-stitch projects I need to finish up, so my goal is to do those before I crack another book. We'll see how well I do with that. Probably won't happen, but we're going to try.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make a golf seat, like, cover.
Ooh!
So that, like, when it's raining and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great Life has part. Going out on the golf courses starting tomorrow.
And it'll last for like 2 days.
Right, so we're going to hit
Well, tomorrow's going to be windy as hell. Or not tomorrow. Thursday's going to be windy.
Gross.
Friday it's going to rain. Saturday it's going to snow.
This cyclone blizzard, apparently.
Yeah.
Gotta love the Midwest, guys.
Fucking 70 degrees yesterday and it's going to snow on Saturday.
Yeah. Fantastic. Love it. But I can't wait. I'm so ready to start golfing, as I've said multiple times.
Same. It needs to just be done snowing and be done with the wind.
Yeah. That's way too much to ask for in this state, though.
I mean, yeah, I know. But. But.
But it needs to happen anyways.
Yes. I'm ready.
So fucking ready to start. I think I'm going to be drinking a little, some soda, liquor, lime combo that I've been on lately. I've been on a kick, guys. It's good. It's refreshing. I get so drunk and then I just start making them stronger.
Yeah, you do that.
It's kind of my specialty.
I used the... fuck is it called? My machine.
Oh, your Bartisan?
Yeah, I used that on Friday.
You were fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. But I used that on Friday, so I didn't keep making them stronger.
Didn't matter.
Nope.
Matter.
Not even a little bit. Dude, Saturday was so bad, driving up to Minneapolis.
Oh, I cannot imagine. That sounds so awful.
Like, it was worse than driving home from the Frozen Four.
Ugh, and that was hard.
Yeah.
That was rough. I didn't mind being a DD on Friday. My liver needed that.
Yeah. Mine needs that.
And yeah, we're going out again this weekend.
Next weekend.
This weekend.
No, next weekend I'll take off.
Oh. You know, same.
I'll be a good adult.
Maybe when we film that, like, the Monday after, I'll do, like, some tea.
I don't even know what the date is next weekend.
The 22nd?
I don't think. It's my mom's birthday.
Oh, no!
I always have so much. Like, March, there's so many birthdays.
That's what I was saying. Because I have a birthday party I'm invited to on Friday. Just at CJ's. Mike's dad is on Sunday. Like, there's so many March birthdays.
Yeah.
And I was like...
I know three people whose birthday is March 8th.
Patty P, can't forget about her.
Patty P, CJ, and then one of my friends from high school all have the same birthday.
I'm trying to think, like, okay.
Joey's birthday
That's coming up.
Is today.
Oh. Happy birthday, Joey.
Maddox's was yesterday.
That's right.
There's another one tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember who it is, but... Yeah. Yes.
It's wild. If you think about it, like, 9 months, so add 3. April, May, June. I guess people be fucking in June.
Yeah.
It's starting to get warm. It's spring.
Yeah.
Shit happens, I guess.
Fuck, man.
That's what they be doing.
That's what they be doing. That's what they be did.
That's what they be did.
Did yeah. done. They be did done it.
They did done, fucked around, found out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have friends because of it.
Thanks, parents.
Thanks for...
Thanks
you know.
For fucking.
Thanks for not swallowing.
Oh, Alex's is Thursday.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
So I have one almost every day this week.
My friend Angel's is Saturday. My friend Abby's was this past Saturday. All the people you just mentioned that I know. Yeah. What a wild month.
Good for those parents,
good
you know?
Good for those parents. Good for fucking.
Good for fucking. Good for not swallowing.
Good for really committing.
Yeah.
That's some commitment right there.
It's like the biggest commitment right there. It's bigger than getting married.
I told you guys, we are not okay this episode. I mean, we do say that every episode too, but it's fine.
It's totally fine.
It's fine. St. Paddy's Day weekend is coming up.
Yep.
So we'll be... I think I'll have a green beer.
I hope so. We have green glitter.
That's right. We have all the leftover glitter.
Yay!
Hell yeah. Some sparkly. I'll probably also be drinking a lot of Jameson.
Ugh. CJ will be too.
I know. Me and CJ will be drinking Jameson. That was,
Did you see the big-ass bottle I got him?
Yeah. I love it. I have the memory from, how many years, I think it was 2 years ago, when you guys threw the party at the shop. And I have, like, just, I was hammered that night. I just have the Snapchat video of the Jameson bottle and a jar of pickle juice going around. And I didn't like pickle juice at the time. So I would just chug 2 shots of Jameson and pass the bottle on.
So gross.
I might have to try a Brooklyn Hooker. I might have to see if I like them now.
They're not good.
I
don't like Jameson.
I love Jameson. And now I don't mind pickle juice. I might. Jordan's coming up on Friday night.
Is he coming out Saturday?
I don't know. Mike just told me he's coming up on, like, before we got here.
Well, tell him to buckle the fuck up.
He'll probably be doing that, or he's going to go with some of his other Sioux Falls friends, and I'll tell him he's a fucking bitch, and he should come with us.
He doesn't have any friends. Jordan, don't be a bitch.
I'm going to send you this episode.
Don't be a bitch, Jordan.
Don't be a bitch, Jordan. Love you.
Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah. Okay, I'm curious. We're going to... So on the page of hockey, Tate McRae. Have you seen the TikTok dance?
Of her?
Yeah.
I mean, I see, like, her concerts and shit.
Oh, no, you haven't seen it then, because you would immediately know what I'm talking about. So I sent it to, R. Oh, hey, we hit finally 1,000 views again on a TikTok. Yay! Trying to send shit, and it won't... It's on the same phone, even, so the fact that I don't see it on... Okay. So, she has, I think it's called, like, the Revolving Door,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the music video just came out, and she does an insane dance move.
Yep, nope, couldn't do that.
And it's just, I want, like, that, I'll do a little stitchy stitch on the back. But it's where she's, like, leaned back, and she's holding her foot, and then does, like, a full, almost 360 with her foot, and does a back bend, staying on one foot the entire time. This is how I found out that she used to be a dancer, because I'm like, how the fuck? How the fuck?
Lots of training.
Because there's, like, professional dancers that can't do this, like, that are trying it on TikTok. But my favorite are the people that are like me, that maybe just had a little bit too much liquid courage and decide to try it anyways. And they'll, like, kind of have the back bend, and they'll go, and they'll just kind of, whoop, fall off the back. I was like, me as fuck.
Do not challenge on Saturday. Please.
I was actually just gonna say that might be me on Saturday. Because
if I get drunk enough, I might try it.
We'll have to go out in the grass, and then when we fall, yeah, go to Grass Angels.
Not on the concrete floor.
Oh yeah, we can set up the bouncy house.
Yeah.
Safety
first. We have the padded floor.
Yeah,
it's like a gymnastics floor almost.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We got this.
We'll kill it. It's fine.
We'll or kill ourselves. You will do better than me for sure. You are a lot more athletic than I am and flexible.
Flexible is, I'm not.
You are. I'm like a board. And before you say, her poor husband, we're fine.
We're fine, okay?
We're fine. It hurts after. It's because I shouldn't have been that much. This is why I don't have my family listen to this. Oh, shit. So, yeah.
But Tate McRae.
What a baddie.
Yeah.
What a hottie.
What a hottie. Cole Sillinger fucked up.
So hard.
Fucked up.
Who did I see she's with now? Oh, my gosh. I don't remember who it was. She's with some other, like, pop dude, I think, now. I don't know. She posted, like, a TikTok with, like, one of her dancers, and people went wild thinking it was, like, her new dude, and he was like, no!
Good try. Love her.
To think we could have had her watching Stampede Games.
Yeah. God, he fucked up.
Punch in the air right now.
Should be punching himself.
Yeah, but punching the air is the same.
Yeah. Okay. But he still should be punching himself.
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you
hitting fucking idiot!
Because I fucked up my chance with Tate McRae.
Yep. I mean, I'd probably punch myself too, so.
Oh, for sure.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Don't be a piece of shit.
Yeah. On other hockey news, Shorzy is out again.
Is it?
Season. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Can't wait to watch that. Really just becoming a little hockey junkie over here.
Dude, on another hockey note.
Yeah.
I have to send you the video of it. JJ Weebush played for the Stampede. He now plays for Penn State.
Okay.
Overtime, behind the back, between the legs, winning goal.
That's insane.
It was fucking crazy.
I love that.
Yeah. Ryan sent it to Andy and was like, hey, I think this guy used to play for the Stampede. And Andy forwarded it to me, and it said that, and I'm like, well, yeah, you fucking idiot. Like,
yeah.
I was like, me and you and Harvey used to just randomly yell his name.
The fun last name.
It's a fun name.
That's never.
Like, we would just sit on the couch and randomly be like, J.J. Weebush.
That's fantastic.
And so when I saw it, like, I think this guy used to be on the Stampede, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. And he goes, oh, I didn't realize it sent that from Ryan, too. I was like,
idiot.
Glad you realized your mistake.
Oh, Andy. You can do it that fucking guy. I will say, my first NHL game, the best part of it was going back to the hotel on the bus with Canadians. Because this is like a big farming convention that they take farmers from all over the U.S. and Canada. And I met so many wonderful Canadians for it. Fantastic. Such a fun time.
I mean, I think that's just Canadians, isn't it?
It must be.
It's what I've, realized. Canadians are a good time, and they're all super nice.
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. But on this bus ride back, there was, two Canadians across the aisle from me, two Canadians behind me, and they were all apparently sitting in the same section. We didn't have, one big section of all of us. We were spread all throughout the top part of this arena. And he was like, oh, that one dude was giving you some trouble there, eh? He goes, oh, yeah, no shit. And I was like, oh, what happened? He goes, well, there's this broad sitting in front of me, and she was pretty drunk, and she was standing the whole time. So I go, hey, would you mind sitting down so we can see the game? And she starts cussing at me, and she's like, my boyfriend's going to beat you up. And her boyfriend turns around and goes, yeah, buddy, I'm going to go gangsta on your ass. And I'm like, listen here, bud, you're 5'4 and weigh 140 pounds. My 6'4 ass is going to kick your ass to the fucking curb, bud. And I was like, this is fantastic. I love Canadian trash talk. Beautiful. I was sitting there dying. He's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah.
This is just the best thing I've ever heard.
And he just kept going with it. And I was like, this is so good. So good. This is what dreams are. I felt like I was in Letterkenny or Shoresy.
Dude. I get that. Yeah.
There was two other Canadians that were on a different tour that I was on, and they sounded and talked identical to, the three, main Letterkenny guys. And I was like, this is a dream come true. This is better than Disneyland. This is so much fun. I hung out with two...
Where are you going? You won the Super Bowl. Where are you going? Canada.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking Canada. I met two Canadian gals on my Red Rocks hike that were violently hungover. We left at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh my god.
And they were just so fun, like, oh shit, this is really rough here. Went to the bar, immediately started drinking again. I was like, you two are so awesome. I ran into them during the hockey game when I went to the bathroom. She immediately was like, I have to buy you a drink. And I was like, you don't have to. She goes, no, I'm a seed rep. I'm going to buy you a drink. And I was like, twist my arm.
Indeed.
And then she was like, hey, we're trying to convince these big old Canadian boys to go line dancing after, you want to come? And I was like, fuck yeah. Did not end up happening. They could not convince them. And I was like, they're so fun. Fuck yeah. Canada being the 51st state. I'll move to Canada. Take me in. Adopt me. I want to be Canadian.
Want to be around all the Canadians.
I want to live the Letterkenny life.
Do you, though?
Yes. You name me one thing why I wouldn't.
I don't know. It would be a great time.
It'd be such a great time. So much hockey.
So much fucking hockey.
So much fucking hockey. great time.
Fucking hockey.
Fucking hockey.
Love hockey.
Oh. Go I was going to try to say some fancy shit like Andy, and I was like, I can't. I'm not going to embarrass myself that much. I told Andy, I don't know if you heard, like, when I was at the Avalanche game, I just kept going, get a fucking Mishy, bud. My dad looks at me like, what are you saying?
Don't be fucking dust, Dad.
Don't be so dust, dude.
Get a fucking Mishy.
Get a fucking Mishy, bro. There was no Mishy, Scott. I was less so sad about that. I don't know why I assumed that was such a thing in the NHL. I'm very new to hockey, guys. They don't just get Mishies all the time.
They don't get Mishies all the time. Be fucking cool if they did, though.
Yeah. It'd be sick.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Bitches.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Bitches playing hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our last one is pop.
Why did I write that?
I don't know. You tell me. Do you want to talk about pop?
No. I don't know. I don't know. Because the only other thing I was going to put was, like, things that are pissing us off. And we didn't really get that much farther because of our stupid sandwich debate. Hey, guys. What's better? A peanut butter and jelly or a turkey sandwich? Let us know. I'm going to put a poll out there.
You're going to lose.
How? How can... I don't like peanut butter and jellies. I don't. I hated them growing up.
That's weird.
I don't mind, like, a strawberry crust off once in a while. And then Crustable's okay. I just love a good yak turkey sandwich.
I get it.
To say a PB&J is the best sandwich in the world, I think you're on something. You're on meth, apparently.
Dude, I'm gonna show my fat girl side.
Because you should.
Hot ham and cheese.
Ugh, yeah.
With pepperonis on it.
Ooh.
And then after you take it out of the microwave, you put Doritos on it.
Talk dirty to me.
Dude. That fucks.
Ooh, I got one for you. My mom made us growing up. A grilled cheese, but then you split the grilled cheese, you pull it apart,
mm-hmm.
and you take hot dogs, and you slice them down the long way, and you fry them, and get a good crust on them, and then slap them between the grilled cheese.
That sounds good.
Box.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. For the sandwiches you're making tomorrow.
Dude, I'm so excited for that.
Mac and cheese, grilled cheese, the bacon?
Yeah.
Fuck me up.
I'll let you know how they are.
I already know they're gonna slap.
I mean, it's got bacon on it, so yeah. And mac and cheese.
I'm hosting a game night with some of, like, the girls I've met through work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing all dips, because girl dinner.
Yeah.
I'm making buffalo chicken dip.
Of course.
Obviously. But I love to take the leftover and throw it in grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese might be up there. Because you can just make them so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, your classic simple, and you can make them bougie as hell.
Yeah.
Dude, love a good grilled cheese.
You won't think this sandwich is good. Peanut butter and pickles.
Funny story. I think one of the reasons I don't like peanut butter and jelly as a kid is my dad's favorite sandwich is a peanut butter and jelly on toast with pickles in it. And he loves it.
Interesting.
I tried one bite, and I also didn't like pickles at the time. So it was an abomination to me.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe I would try that now. Maybe I'll indulge my father and try one now at the age of 25. See what it's about.
Might be worth it.
Should do, like, a sandwich cook-off. The group?
Just a sandwich party.
Sandwich party. Like we did the chili party.
Yeah.
where everyone brought, like, the thing that they eat with chili.
Yeah.
Let's just do, like, sandwiches.
That'd be a good idea.
I love sandwiches.
So do I.
A good sandwich is...
Pair it with some soup.
Ah! Fuck me up.
Yeah!
Soup and Sammy is the ultimate combo, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely.
Love it so much. And
We got to try your grilled cheese with hot dogs.
Yes.
With chili on it.
Bitch.
We got to try it.
Yep. That's happening.
Yep.
That's happening.
Chili cheese dog, grilled cheese.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. I know what we're doing next time we do dinner. Done.
That.
Sold. Don't have to tell me twice.
We'll fat girl it up.
I have to make chili for I have to make a soup for the work potluck next week. So maybe I'll just make chili and I'll make extra.
Yeah.
Also, just soups.
Soup.
Fucking love soup.
Love me some soup, especially in the winter. The summer, I'm not...
Yeah, that's harder to get behind. But as soon as it hits, like, 60 degrees, soup. Soup's on.
Yeah. As soon as football season starts.
Eh.
And it's soup.
Soup. Soup and Sammy's.
Yeah.
And not a peanut butter and fucking jelly. For clarification, my husband and her husband. Peanut butter and jellies are the best sandwiches in the world.
They said the question was, if you can have one sandwich and only one sandwich for the rest of your life, what would it be?
And they chose peanut butter and fucking jelly.
Yeah.
Like toddlers.
Yeah.
That's what I expect your children to tell me.
Harvey would. No, Harvey would probably say a mayo sandwich.
A little psycho. Honestly, I had them as kids. They slept.
They're fine.
They're good. They're all right.
Waylon doesn't like bread, so he would say none of them.
He'd starve.
He would.
Easily. He's kind of stubborn like someone else I know.
Personal problem.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, so sandwich party. And hot dog grilled cheese with chili.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm excited.
So excited for that.
Tonight's menu item was also phenomenal.
Dude, that fucked so hard. We did the
chicken wonton tacos, like the ones at Applebee's.
Those were so good.
Those were so good.
Yeah.
There's one thing we're going to do around, like, this friend group. We're going to cook some fucking food.
Some bomb food.
Some amazeballs food.
Yeah. We all like to eat.
We do need to have Jordan come up for one of those nights, because Jordan also loves to cook.
Hell yeah.
He just, before we started filming, I opened up his Snap, and it was a breakfast burger on toast.
Oh.
He's, like, when I first started dating Mike, him and Jordan hung out all the time. So I would just show up to Jordan's house and I would just have food waiting for me. It was fantastic.
That's amazing.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my other dishes I'm making this week is crescent rolls with buffalo chicken and ranch in it.
Oh.
Yep. I'm excited for that too.
We're going to do the taco smash burgers tomorrow night.
Love those.
I'm also going to... So we made those healthy McChickens that I sent to the foodies. I just prepped a ton of, like, frozen chicken patties. So I also want to defrost a couple of those and do them as tacos and then put Caesar salad in the middle. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I am a hoe for Caesar salad.
Dude. That sounds bomb.
I know. So that's the one. And then at Costco, we got raspberry goat cheese jalapeno meatballs. So I don't know what to make with them yet, but I'm going to try some. I'll figure something out. I'll let you know. Yeah. I don't know if I just do like a basic meatball, a little barbecue on it. I don't know. Yeah. You need a German.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting.
Those are our foods for the week.
Oh, it all sounds so good. And I'm so full.
I'm supposed to go to the gym after this.
Gross.
I need to, though.
I should really start doing that again while Waylon's at school. But school's almost over, so...
So, fuck it.
So, yeah. Fuck it. We're just gonna rock the mom bod.
Gotta smoke a mob bod.
I am. My bob.
My bob. You have a smoking mom bod.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's whatever.
On that note.
On that note.
For us, guys. I need a nap.
Same.
Hopefully we have our shit a little bit more together next time. Probably won't.
Probably not.
Most likely. I think we've probably said, like, we're a struggler, we're a mess every single episode.
I mean, we really are, though. Like, on the daily. Not even just on the show. It's just our lives.
Yeah. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
And entertaining.
Keeps our husbands on their toes.
Oh, it's the best part.
Husband and kids never know what to do with themselves.
No. Cats are always confused.
Cat's always a bitch.
That too.
Like, cat and my cat.
Yeah, cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna end it here now.
See you next time.
Bye.
Cheers.